Well, it's not a back-to-school special, but it's still a very special episode of Tips for Hardy Gardeners with Tom Casper, where Tom Casper is celebrating his 22nd anniversary on Northland Morning. Happy anniversary, pumpkin.
Hey, I didn't even know it was Thank you. It's been a fun 22 years, hasn't it?
Well, sadly enough, there is no flower associated with the 22nd anniversary, but copper is the traditional gift.
Copper.
So I think one of those cool little, I'd not seen these before, but if you've got a place apparently in your house or somewhere where the rain just comes splatting down and makes mud or makes a big mess, you can get these cool little things that hang from the eaves and then the water drips down on them and then it comes down nice and soft and doesn't make a big mess or wreck the ground underneath or whatever. I don't know. I can't remember what they're called. You know, there's those little deals. Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty too. So you're getting me one of those for my
Right. And you're getting me a puppy.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen your pictures of dogs. I don't need any more dogs.
As far as I'm concerned, every anniversary is the puppy anniversary.
Yes.
But that's just
me. I'll take two.
There you go. Exactly. What, 22? Yeah, 22 puppy. Okay, never mind. So what are we talking about today, anniversary boy?
Wow. Well, that's kind of spectacular that we've been doing this for 22 years and you know, missed a couple of episodes here or there, a couple of call-ins, but
I'm in the hospital, I'm in the emergency room. I remember that excuse. That was lame. Otherwise, you've been fairly dependable. I'm pretty pleased with you overall.
22 years of every other week talking about gardening, and that's there's a lot to talk about and a lot that goes on in that gardening world that ever-changing and new and improved and exciting, and at least from my perspective. So that's kind of fun that we've been doing this for 22 years. A celebration in itself.
It is indeed.
So going on now, in 2019, September 2019, just listening to the weather forecast, up till now, we've really been going through kind of a dry spell the last 6 weeks or so. So fortunately, we were actually planning when I was thinking about the show yesterday, talking about people needing to get out and water those vegetables specifically as they are putting on size now, you know, because of course, vegetables like us are mainly water, so when water becomes deficient, it impacts the ability of that plant to produce, or it will even damage produce that's already on the plant, whether your tomatoes start to rot from the bottom or the vegetables start to crack, things like that, when water is deficient. So even watering, and today is really a perfect example of how to evenly water your vegetable garden. But, you know, the next few weeks here are going to be critical in the vegetable garden as far as producing and enjoying what comes out of it. So if we don't continue to see some rain like this, people will want to make sure they're getting water going. Really now is the perfect time. We are into September, and people can start thinking about those perennials they wanted to share with people that came over, or a plant that they saw that a friend had. Things like peonies and irises and bleeding hearts and things like that. Fall is the perfect time to be dividing those. So if somebody has those favorites that they want to share, or that didn't do well this year, that, you know, the irises didn't bloom or the peonies only had one or two flowers, fall is the perfect time to be dividing them and transplanting them into gardens or sharing them with other people.
I don't exactly remember when I put in a bunch of my wildflower garden. I want to say it was like late August, early September. I was sort of relying on social media to tell me exactly when that happened. But we dug up the fully grown plants, gently stuffed them into grocery bags, loaded them all in the back of my car, opened up all the windows and the sunroof in case there were any bees that were still in the plants, and I drove them across town and stuffed them in the ground, and wildflowers, anyway, just take off like gangbusters. I thought, oh, I hope they live. I wonder if I'll get anything at all. And holy cow. So, yeah, wild plants are tough, man. They are tough.
Yeah, they're acclimated. And that's a good point. You know, even just the general sort of moving of even shrubs and small trees, fall is a good time to be doing that, making sure, or perennials, making sure after you do that, that you get them good water through that transition or through that time when they're acclimating to a new environment. So things like hostas, it's really a perfect time to be dividing those now too. And stuff. So it's really kind of, we go through sort of a mid-season lull, and now we've gotten to fall, or closer to fall. I'm not going to get here yet.
Yeah, don't start throwing around the F word on this radio station.
I try not to.
Yeah, exactly.
We've had entire episodes beeped.
It's 22 years doesn't mean we can't knock you off the air, dude. I'm just saying. Yes. All right. Anyway, so we're getting closer to autumn.
We're getting closer to autumn. And really, it's that time again when things start picking up in our garden. We start, we'll be talking about this in the next few episodes, but planning for spring blooming bulbs and pruning of when and when not to prune as far as stuff that blooms in the spring.
Oh, boy, I've got questions for you about that yesterday. I have a limb off my, I think this last winter was what killed it. I have a limb on my apple tree that needs to go. And at least I try to recreate the thought processes about, well, if you take it off at a certain time of year, it's vulnerable, that cut place would be vulnerable to disease. So maybe you do it in the winter when it's cold. I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
But at least I was thinking. Exactly. I listen sometimes. Sometimes.
Usually you're back there, where's my coffee? Where's my coffee?
Exactly.
When is he going to stop talking?
I hope he just talks and talks and talks for a minute. I got to go hot up my cup. Yeah, okay. So pruning pruning for bushes and that sort of thing is appropriate at this time of year.
Yeah, we're getting to that time where you can actually prune an apple tree, although you probably still want to wait a good 6 weeks before you do that.
Okay.
But fall or late autumn throughout winter is really ideal for that. So we'll be talking about that, planting spring bulbs, stuff to do in your vegetable garden after the vegetables are there. Harvested everything. So we got lots to talk about here over the next 6 weeks or so as it becomes timely for what's going on in our garden.
Well, one of the magical things about this show for 22 years is that even when there isn't anything to talk about, we manage to talk about something. So, yay us. Hey, TK, yeah. Happy anniversary. Thanks a gazillion. And let's talk again in a couple of weeks, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you. And thank you for 22 wonderful years.
You betcha. Tom Casper this morning, our guest host for 22 years here on KUMD of Tips for Hardy Gardeners.